look very good, Richard. I don't look very good.
Yeah, I look fine. You look fine. You look like you always do.
With a different hat on.
That didn't make me feel better. Something about that didn't settle my nerves.
Wait, why do you think you don't look good or normal?
I don't know, but when you said you look like you always do, you know, the hat on.
No, I said a different hat on. Usually you wear that tan hat.
Right, right.
So from a hat perspective, you do look different.
Right, right. Except that you said I look the same as I always do.
Yeah, but then you started this by saying you don't feel like you look good, meaning like you feel like you're under the weather, or you feel like you don't like from a fashion sense, you don't like where you're going.
No, I just feel like I just don't look camera ready as much.
Oh, I'm not camera ready. Look at my beard.
I don't know. Then why are we on camera?
We're not. Oh, wait.
Well, we are if you're on Patreon, you see this.
Yeah, but. Well, you know what? That's their fault.
That's what they're paying for.
Supporting us. Take that, helpful people.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that don't shell out the money for Patreon and just...
Our gift to you is not having to see us. All right, play the opening song so we can get this dog and pony show started.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con.
There you go. That was it.
All right, listen. We got to dive into it. I didn't want to dive into it, and then halfway through something meaningful, you're like, and let's play the logo.
Wow. Theme song. That was a great imitation of me.
First of all, I don't know how you play a logo. I'm not sure why you're always saying, let's play the logo. That makes no
sense. I
don't
want to say that either. It almost feels like it's not something I say.
Partrick.
Okay, so what's happening?
Can we just immediately go to that text I sent
hell?
You?
Yeah, what
I have
that?
No idea. So I'm feverishly out promoting Dead Boy Detectives.
Detectives.
I'm kind of
yes.
You know, putting that out there. Be sure people know that Dead Boy Detectives is a hit show on Netflix, but it could still use all the views it can get. And it's Ruth Connell's in it. She's great.
Yeah.
And the cast is great. It's based on a Neil Gaiman graphic novel.
Well, and written by Steve Yockey.
The great Steve Yockey from Supernatural, yeah. Flight Attendant, Doom Patrol. Just a great gathering of people to make a great show. And yes, did I direct an episode? Yeah, sure I did. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you obviously have a skin in the game.
I got a horse in the race. You know what I mean? I'm not here to... I mean, would I do it for Ruth? Absolutely. Would I do it for Yockey? You betcha. But if you're in the show...
You wouldn't do it for me, no. You barely do it for this show. I have a bone to pick because yesterday I asked you to...
Yeah, are you for Dead Boys?
No, for this show. Our show right now.
Dead. Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people refer to this as Dead Men.
Dead Men Talking.
Wait, why do you have a bone to pick with me? I mean, I asked you to do a repost.
I put together this little video, clip of the show.
Didn't I repost it? I mean, I liked it.
You did, but it took one click. You could have enlarged it. You could have put an extra little put a little rich stink on it.
Wait, hold on. Put some rich stink on it. I'm gonna go look at it now. I gotta see what you're talking about with all the.
Well, you reposted it, so you should.
Right,
know what
so
I'm
I reposted
about.
It.
Uh huh.
So why is that a bad thing?
Well, it's fine. You did the very bare minimum.
Yeah, but that's something.
But you could have done a little more. You could have done
oh,
put
see.
A little bells
there
and
it
whistles.
Is. Oh, hey, look at that.
No, sir.
And then yeah. First of all, you didn't. You could enlarge it.
No.
How do you enlarge it?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you just take your fingers like you're in a pinch and you open them up.
I don't like it when you do that move with your fingers.
And then you
looks like you're doing something rectal.
And then you could have put your Richard Spade Jr. The people expect a witty comment. Nothing. Same when I post on Twitter at the Supernatural account. I'm like, I like to add a little something.
I don't like to get in the way of your magic, but okay. Now, let's see. I'm going to go in here and find it.
You've made a career of getting in the
way
of my magic.
Okay, so here I am. Here it is. I like it. Now, I'm going to go like this. Okay, hold on. There it is. On your Rob, you got to look at the screen.
Yeah,
there it is.
So I looked and it said, into me, into me gel.
So
underneath it said...
So then you go up to where the letters are.
Hand sanitizer.
The letters? You mean the little dots?
You know how to do this because
no, I
don't.
Look, when I hit forward, it didn't get. It doesn't say I can put it on my stories.
I need to enlist the help of our listener of the podcast, Rain, who runs your.
Well, before you can do that, let's continue. So you're sitting here looking at it. What do I hit? The three dots?
You've already posted it. No, it's done. It's done. You've done it. It's done. You'd have to go back. When I post something and I copy you and you go and it says add to story.
Yeah, I can add. I just added a story. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You add your story and then pretend it's Dead Boy Detectives.
Okay.
When you add it to the story, how do you add little bells and whistles? How do you go like?
I don't know. Hey, I've never added bells and whistles to somebody else. When I do it myself, when I add a story, I do my own thing. But when I'm forwarding somebody else's thing, I don't add to it.
Got it. Okay.
I've never done that.
When you do add to story, it's the same as if you're adding your own story.
Oh, you can put hearts and fingers.
Yeah,
or
you can do
your two finger opening a.
Sure.
You
can do this
sphincter thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh, you can do the sphincter move, and then you can go to the letters, and you press the letters, and then you can add dialogue. Like,
gotcha. I didn't know you could do that when you were forwarding. I thought you were just forwarding somebody else's.
Can't believe, Rob, this happened to Rob.
I can't. I was shocked it happened to you.
Well, so, and also, it's like Twitter. You can do retweet with a quote.
Yeah, you can.
Right, you never do with this podcast.
But you can't do it. You don't need to.
You do.
It stands on its own.
No, I feel like you could really give it like a oomph. I'll say something. I do. I try to set you up with the things.
Let's see. Let's go to Twitter and see what you're talking about. Ooh, somebody's calling you. Scam Likely. Got no call from my good buddy Scam Likely.
Oh, man. Again?
Only guy who calls me. All right, let's see.
Here's a Scam Likely, and I'm...
Spam possible.
Something like that.
All right. So I'm going to Twitter, and I'm going to go to the Roe Benedict account.
No, it's Rob Benedict on Twitter.
I know. Rob.
But that's not who it's posting. It's SPN.
Oh.
Or Kings of Con podcast that's reposting.
Kings of Con, the podcast. All right. And here is support Kings of Con, the podcast now. Oh, that's a long time ago. More amazing true stories this week's episode. All right.
Okay.
I like that. I'm going to like it.
Retreat with a quote.
A quote.
And
like,
go and say one of your Richard Spates, you know, just like this is what we... This is why we pay you to be on this podcast. And when I say we, I mean me. This is why I pay you to be my friend. And are you saying something that Rob asked me to?
No.
Whatever you're saying, it's not going to look good for me. Oh, man, we're all on the edge of our seats. What's going on here?
Nobody's on the edge of anything.
Well, we're on the edge of someone to say something, because it's really not great podcasting when you're just like clicking.
That's not true. This isn't visually and audibly stimulating?
No. No, nobody's stimulated by this. Surprised you haven't commented yet about the screen behind me covering the map.
Oh, interesting. Is that a self-tape thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I had Chris Harrison install it for me. Look, so you can like...
Dude, that's super clever.
Yeah.
Really clever.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Well, you have to look it up. I mean, I feel like I'm over here like feverishly promoting our podcast. Why don't you?
You're right. I got to step up. That's on me. All right, man. It's a Richard Spate. Burgers? Come on.
That's one of them.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't remember what we talked about. So maybe you were...
Oh, man. Okay. 33 seconds ago, Rob consistently does an open sphincter gesture with his fingers. Enjoy the podcast. That's a... Wow. Wow. And then here's what Dead Boy Detectives get. Dead Boy Detective stands out as a shining gem, Polygon. Hashtag Dead Boy Detectives is now streaming on Netflix. Did I direct an episode? You're damn right I did. Go on. I mean, that's
not a retweet. That's not a retweet. That's a post.
Okay, but consider this a post. That's the point.
Oh.
Right. Everyone says on social media, you actually get more attention when you actually say something as opposed to just reposting, right?
Got it. I didn't know that.
You did know that.
No, I didn't know that.
The same meetings I'm in.
You know what I know? I knew that. I know that people have to do like they like photos of like if you post something on Instagram of an image of something, or you post that same object with you in it, it's going to get more traction if you
sure.
That I know about Instagram, but
and
Twitter,
also they. Yeah, they say, like, make it an original post. Like, make it a, as opposed to just reposting or retweeting, if you add something to it.
If you add something to it, it becomes a
well, this is a good segue into what the other thing that we're going to talk about, which is the thing about that, the first thing you see is what the person writes. And then you go, oh, wait, what are they talking about? And then you look at the repost. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like when you when you sent me that thing from that woman whose last name is Penis.
Yeah.
But really, the first thing you see is what the person wrote. So, but now you've talked about my sphincter, and it's all.
I didn't say your sphincter. I said a sphincter.
Just I'll never ask you for anything again.
Yeah, oh, come on. Yes, you will.
Okay, so anyway, Dead Boy Detectives. You're on Twitter. You're furiously promoting Dead Boy Detectives.
This morning, I woke up. I was like, I'm going to do some promoting. I'm going to work, do a little work for Ruth and myself and the cast, and try to move product and get more eyes on a really fun show called Dead Boy Detectives, now streaming on Netflix, a spinoff of the Sandman universe. Season one is now available, all 8 episodes. Well reviewed across the board. And just a fun romp. Neil Gaiman's fingerprints all over it. Just brilliantly handled by Steve Yockey and Beth Schwartz. And I mean, I could go on and on about the cast.
And
what was the question?
I don't know. Your Twitter thing that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, that thing I sent you. So then every now and then I'll look at the comments of something I posted to see, like, you know, how it's being received. And I got that. And I thought it was so weird that it merited forwarding to you for a discussion.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have no idea. So the response I got, and I won't name the person who responded because it's not anybody I know, but I just to not draw attention to the Instagram handle.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey Richard, this is not a person who knows me, so it's a stranger to me. Hey Richard, is Jake from State Farm still wearing those khakis?" And then the person responded to their own comment. Heard he was working out in Atlanta.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So do you know who Jake from State Farm is?
I assume that's the commercial that you know when you watch State Farm, the spokesman.
Yeah, plays all over the football games and stuff. And you don't know that guy?
Nope.
Was the person who tweeted that guy?
Person who tweeted it. It's a response to a post I made.
Was the person who responded to the post who made that tweet, is he that guy?
Is he Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, I'm just asking a question.
No, I don't think based on that little tiny, look at the thing. Look, it's got a little image of him. That would tell me that it's not.
Okay, so, my only other thought was like it had something to do with you as the Pepsi guy or something. Like, I just don't
understand. Or is there some joke that we're missing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do we know that person? We for sure don't know the person who tweeted
that. Well, I zoomed in on the face, and I don't know that person.
Okay.
And the name also doesn't ring a bell, but I...
Yeah, no. Well, you know, Twitter. Oh, yeah. It looks like someone you would know.
You're just saying that to be mean.
No, I'm not. Seems like a guy you would have gone to school with.
I don't.
He's working in Atlanta. Someone you know that's in Atlanta. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It's a weird one, and I feel like there's a joke I'm not getting.
Yeah, I don't know what the joke would be.
I don't either, man.
That's why I'm just thinking. Like, is it a private joke about
a khakis? You love khakis. Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. He wears khakis.
But Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm might wear khakis. I don't recall.
Now, what does it have to do with Dead Boy Detectives?
I don't know. That's the big takeaway.
Well, it really begs the question, what kind of response are we going to get to you mentioning me and the sphincter?
Well, we're going to get a lot of people are going to love it. A lot of people are going to nod going, I know, because they are used to seeing you behave accordingly.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the butthole of a sphinx?
A sphinxster?
A sphinx sphincter?
A sphinxter. What do you call, what happens if the sphinx's sphincter is actually owned by Michael Sphinx? Is it Sphinx's Sphinx's sphincter?
Yeah, Sphinx's Sphinx's sphincter.
But what if it's too bloated a sphincter and it wants to look slim, so it puts on Spanx? Is it Michael Sphinx's Spanx sphincter sphincter? And what if it's naughty and he gets spanked? Michael spanked the Sphinx spanked Spanx sphincter sphincter.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk about the tweet you sent me last night.
Okay, let's talk about tweet or text.
You sent me a tweet, another tweet. You always send me tweets.
Oh, you know, like I, when I send you into the text chain.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Get somebody posted something, and I don't even know what they posted. It looks
so.
Like
who's Tom Reagan? Who's Tom Reagan?
No idea. Reagan's hat. It looks like it says, and he's commenting on something.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory
dancing.
Hines, who is a wonderful dancer. It says, yeah. Gregory Hines and Mikhail Baryshnikov. There's probably a scene from White Knights, I'm guessing, that old movie.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And underneath the photo, it gives photo credit. It says, from Claire Penis. And I just texted Rob, it's nice to see a post from Mrs. Penis. Because everybody knows you're Mr. Wang.
Well, it's, you know, she's been silent.
I just thought it was so bizarre. I know it's somebody's joke and they go, that's their pseudonym, Claire Penis. But I thought it tickled me because it's such a normal name.
Claire. Claire Penis.
Sandra Nutsack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just such a normal conservative woman's first name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess it's more like Sandra Scrotum.
Yeah, like Sandra Scrotum.
The Latin.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
What if it really is her name, but it's pronounced Penny?
Well, here's a better one. What if Penis is a real name, but she made up Claire? What if the joke is Claire? Her real name is Carol. Ha ha!
Yeah, so the question there is, like, is that really a name? Did we look up Claire Penis?
I want you to look that up, yes, please. And also, callers, if you have the last name Penis, give us a ring. Rob, what's your cell number? Anyway, the point is, give us a call. Let us know.
I'm really scared. I'm about to Google Claire Penis, and I'm scared.
First of all, that'll be the cleanest thing you Google all day.
The mysterious Claire Penis. Her screen name is a play on the name of a famous female French film director, Claire Denis.
Oh. Clever.
Huh. Okay. Since you asked, Claire Penis is a trans woman who Alec sent a sex tweet to in September 2021.
Who's Alec?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Her response was, why the fuck is Alec Baldwin following me on Twitter? That's from Reddit. Huh. Well, as always, when you look up the truth, it takes the comedy right out of it.
Yeah.
It was more funny to me that it was just her name happened to be Claire Penny. Well, it is taken from a French name.
Yep.
Lampooned from.
Sure is.
Claire Penis, formerly.
Claire Penny.
Formerly, would you say she's changed her name from what to Claire?
It's Carol Penis.
Carol.
But, you know, as a joke.
Yeah. I've decided to change my name, everybody.
To Claire. Isn't that ribald? What are you doing?
Well,
hold on a second. Hey, I'm in the garage doing a podcast.
Oh, no worries. I was just getting where you were. Okay, I love you. Call you later.
All right, love you. Bye. Wrong number.
I am, it's been a busy morning here.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Audrey, we got up early because Audrey has AP tests, so she had to go to school early.
Al Dowdry.
And then we have a rat issue.
Somebody squealed?
Somebody squealed. There's a rat in the house.
We got a rat. Lock the doors. What do you use as a rat?
So
it always sounds like, it used to sound like mob guys, but now it just sounds like Trump. You know, when you have a president who, as opposed to,
yeah.
Well, somebody's leaking freely. We got a rat.
Yeah, totally.
He talks like a thug.
Yeah, totally.
So you have a rat.
Yeah, we have a rat in the attic slash walls.
Ooh.
Scratching on our walls.
Ooh.
So it turns out there. So the guys came over to take a look, the rat guys, and there are all these entrances up around the scaffolding or whatever, like right underneath the roof underneath
right.
that.
Sure.
What is that? Whatever that's called. Entryways for rats to get on in there. So they covered the entryways. They put traps up in the ceiling. And a couple weeks later, we heard scratching again. So they came over. They didn't find anything. A couple weeks later, we heard scratching again.
Dude.
So the guy came over this morning, and he looked. And sure enough, we'd caught one.
Just one?
Just one. It might have been. We're hoping that was it.
Man, you're glad he didn't die in the wall.
Man, yeah. And honestly, he took a picture. And he was like, do you want to see? And I was like, I do actually want to see.
Yeah.
And this was a healthy looking rat. It was like big. It was big. It was like a cat. It was the size of a cat. A fat
wow.
cat. Yeah. Living rent free in the Benedict house.
Living large. Dude, if that thing had died in your walls, getting the smell out would have taken years.
That would have made you nothing would have made you happier.
You've
said for years I've had a dead wall.
No,
dead
I'm trying to think if that would have made, if anything would have made me happier. You may be right. No.
Yes. So.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, it was.
Have you ever had that? You ever had rodents?
Oh yeah, dude. Our first house, tons of rodents. And in this house, we recently had to get the house rat proofed after doing a bunch of construction and stuff. For those who don't know, Los Angeles has just a ton of rats.
Rats.
Where Rob and I live, a lot of hills and a lot of greenery, and so
they live in the bushes.
Yeah, man. So we had to get it, and as happens, you end up, which sounds like what happened to you. You end up trapping some in your house when you get your house rat proofed, and they go up and they put the mesh everywhere and reseal all the areas that are accesses to your house around every pipe, every little breezeway, everything.
Yeah.
Inevitably, you lock some in, and we did the same. We locked some in. In our first house, we had so many rats. I mean, it was infested with rats when we bought it. We knew that because there was rat droppings in every drawer and everything. We just knew.
Uh-huh.
So first thing we did was have a rat company come out and rat proof it. And it was so gross because there were so many rats that got trapped inside that, you know, JC and I'd be like, well, this is nice. We finally own a home. Yeah, it's great. Snap! Somewhere in the house.
Oh, gross.
Under the kitchen sink. And then one time I came home one night, JC was out of town. We didn't have kids yet. And I hear bang, 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 bang. I'd been out. I'm like, what's going on? And I opened it under the sink. A rat trap had gone in a rat, but not killed it. Just gotten like its shoulder. And it's knocking the thing around. And I'm like, oh, no. What do I do? So, dude, I thought I got to put this rat out of his misery. I mean, his broken shoulder. Like, I really was like... felt awful. And look, nobody wants a rat in their house, but I'm also not a big kill things guy. So I'm
Did you put it back in its socket?
So, when
Jared threw his shoulder
like
out.
When Osric took out Jared's shoulder.
Yeah.
So I went outside. I set it down on the, you know, I took the, I used long, long limb choppers, but just to grab the trap. I took the trap with, you know, with the rat on it outside, and I grabbed a shovel and I was going to like smash it, you know, just end it. And I was like, gonna do it. Gonna end it. No more pain. And I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. And I thought, okay, that house was on a hill. So my car's on a hill. I said, I'm just going to put this under the wheel of the car and just put the car in neutral and roll over the rat. Well,
brutal.
Dude, I thought like at least then the car is doing the smashing and I don't have to. So I put the trap under there, kind of wedge it under there. He's trying to move it around, but I kind of wedge it in so he can't move. And I get in the car and I, all I got to do is like put it in neutral and just go forward. And that's it. Dead rat, out of pain. No more misery for Mr. Rat. Over it, you know, drifting up to meet St. Peter with his little rat harp. And
Rat St. Peter.
Yeah. St. Ratter. But anyway, so I get behind the wheel of the car and I'm going to do it, man. Because I'm like, I couldn't do it with the shovel. I couldn't do it. But I'm going to do this because Rat's obviously in extreme discomfort.
Well, yeah.
So I get the rat under there and I get the car, foot on the brake, put it neutral. I just got to release the brake. And I thought, no, you know what I should do? I should start the car and give it a little gas. It'll be quicker. You know, it won't be just gravity like creeping over the rat, breaking right. bone by bone, like one phalanges at a time. I can start the car and then give it a little gas and crunch. That'll be it. Like, you know, and so put it back in park, brutal. Start the engine.
Meanwhile, rat suffering this whole time.
I know, and I'm trying. I don't have your kill mechanism. I don't have you walk up behind the rat with your piece and just put a cap in the back of his head, which is what you would have done. Anyway, I'm like sitting there and I throw it into drive, revving the engine. It's gonna be a real kick. Whip! That's it. That's all it's gonna do, good. Buddy. Adios, rat.
Complete terror for this poor fucking rat.
I shut it off. I shut off the engine. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I get out and I look at the guy. I'm like, you fuck. I don't know what to do. You're taxing every. I'm not a person who kills people. I didn't want you in this house to start with, rat. If you'd moved out when I asked you to, we wouldn't be in this situation. I took out a little anger on the rat verbally because I kind of felt like when I had said, hey guys, we don't want rats here, if they'd responded with normally and just gone, okay, and moved on,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But no, they had to be like, but we don't speak English.
Exactly, because we're rats.
We don't know what you're talking about, and why are you moving your lips like that? And they just didn't do anything. They didn't respond like I needed them to. So now I'm in this situation. Now I'm the bad guy. Now I'm the assassin.
Yeah, you've been torturing a rat now for about an hour.
Yeah, well, I'm the assassin. They're the ass. I'm the assassin. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Really, so I think it's, and now he was telling the rat, I think we, a lot of blame to go around. Here, what I said. And I was just a mess. It was like 2 a.m. and I was out in this now in the street. And I got those long handle loppers and I just got the thing down there.
Oh.
Don't make that face.
Oh.
Don't make that face. I got the blades down there, man. I figured like quick snap, you know what I mean?
Oh.
The French did it all the time during the Revolution, Robert. Anyway, I get the loppers down there, and the rat's looking at me. He's just, I think at this point, he's just like, please, dude, find a way.
Please. Oh, yeah.
Find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find it within yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I just go, put the blades around the metal bracket that's on his shoulder, and I lean close to him, and I say, tell your friends. And I popped open the bracket and let him free.
Wow.
And I said, I hope he takes his shoulder injury back to the rat den and says, there's a lunatic living in that house. We're not going back.
Or there's a sucker. He's a sap. I got the perfect house.
I was willing to take that risk because it wouldn't be like I wouldn't recognize him. You could be the only guy with a gimp leg, you know, one sling around his shoulder, his left leg, useless left front leg.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, you're a good person. I would have done the same. I find it hard to kill a thing like that. But yeah, you just basically sent the message like there's a sap living at the top of the hill.
But that was years ago. And where are they now?
Living in
that your house?
Living in my house, yeah.
Yeah, I don't suppose this guy was right-handed. This rat was predominantly using his right side, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had kind of a droop. That's why when Jared hurt his shoulder, you were standing above him with a shovel.
Yeah, and then I shoved him under the wheel of my car.
And then you put him under the wheel of your car and ultimately let him free.
But with a warning, with a stern warning.
With a warning, yeah. For those that know that story, that's a story in which Jared Padalecki star of Supernatural, challenged we actor Ozark Chow to a fight, and Ozark Chow took him down in three moves and dislocated his shoulder. And since then, Ozark goes by the name Master Chow.
Master Chow.
In certain circles.
You know what? I was going, when you said you had a rat, I was obviously going to make a 1980s hairband rat joke.
Right. Sure.
So this I Googled, rat with, you know, dialed up the band members of Rat just to get like the name. I was trying to think of Stephen Piercy, the lead singer. I couldn't remember.
Two T's, Rat.
I was going to say like, oh, did Stephen Piercy come over to handle things? Did he go round and round with the,
that's good.
Rat?
That's good.
And you know how many members there have been of Rat? You think of like Rat being like four dudes?
Four guys, right? My God, you're counting.
Yeah, dude. There have been 24 members of Rat.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. 24 members of the band Rat.
So basically, it's probably just that dude, and he just keeps surrounding himself with other dudes.
No, because he's no longer in it. He Stephen Piercy got out in 92.
What?
But it
like
has
who's
continued.
The who's the constant? Who's the constant?
Well, let's see. Looks like Warren.
Is anyone playing? He was a founding member, and he still plays with him.
He was not a founding member. Let's see. It's very very confusing. So Robin Crosby. So Stephen Piercy started the band in 1976, and left the band in 1992. Robin Crosby was 82 to 91. Warren DeMartini is the first row. Like, you kind of feel like those are going to be the original gangsters.
Uh-huh.
But Warren DeMartini joined the band after Stephen Piercy was gone.
What?
Yeah. That's weird.
That's really
it's
weird.
It's not an order of years. Now, Jake E. Lee was on guitar from 1980 to 81. That was short-lived.
Jake, don't call me Getty.
or Robert.
I was trying to think of a comparison. I was going to say that'd be like if Mike and Steve and I quit the band and Billy kept playing. But really, you said that he joined the band after.
I'm trying to see if there's anybody.
It'd be like if you took over. What's happening? You're taking over Loudon Swain. You've taken them over.
I'm looking at this like, I'm trying to think if there's anybody who's an original member. It doesn't look like.
That's so weird. I mean, how can
Chris
that even
Hager
be?
Was on guitar from 76 to 81.
So it's basically now just a tribute band.
Must be, yeah. One guy named Mark Torian, this is interesting, he played guitar from 1982 to 1982. Didn't even make it a full calendar year.
No, he just filled in on a couple of gigs. But like, how does that work?
And looks like the original bass player was a guy named Matt Thor from 76 to 81.
Okay, first of all, the fact that Rat was started in the 70s is weird to me, because Rat is the quintessential 80s band. Secondly, if the guys playing now, if you go to see Rat now, and none of the guys are original members of the band, like who's getting that money?
I don't know.
Do the original members, if they sing Round and Round, do the original dudes
get
it?
What comes around goes around? I'll tell you why.
why? Why?
Why? Why? Why?
I love that song. I thought he was the coolest looking dude too. He had like a kind of a prince kind of scarf over his covered one eye.
It just 100% and all of that. When you go back and look at that stuff, it so doesn't hold up well.
It doesn't.
Okay, here's the original. Here are the original members of Rat. I finally found the list.
Great.
Include vocalist and rhythm guitarist Stephen Piercy, lead guitarist Chris Hager, bassist. Bassist and backing vocalist Tim Garcia and drummer Bob Eisenberg.
Oh, Bob Eisenberg. Yeah. Drums.
Who also went on to run Disney, I believe.
That's the most un-rock name.
Yeah.
And on drums, we got Bob Eisenberg.
We got Warren Littlefield on the guitar. Les Moonves on
the
bass. Bob Iger. Front the ensemble. So, wow. Yeah, man. I do not know if any of those dudes stayed with the band long, but there you go. Well, it's always trippy when you see, like, oh, that's funny. New breed of rat. It's keeping the music alive. You know, some, huh. like I guess, remake of the band or something.
Uh-huh.
And what's funny about that is, like, dude in his 50s, 20-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, happens when they bring in, like, another guitar player, and there's, like...
Yeah,
they bring in... Then everybody else is...
Yeah.
Everybody else is a dad at our school, and they find, like, the one shredding 20-year-old, who's kind of stoked. Like, he's hooking up with a lot of ladies, but they're all older than his mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. It's your dream.
It's my dream gig?
Yeah.
Me hooking up with a bunch of 80-year-olds because my mom is...
Sure, you're great with the older ladies.
You need to play a little rat snippet in there just so people know the...
Sure, yeah.
Round and round. And maybe a little bit of You're in Love, which I think was their other hit.
Well, now, the question is, do I have to pay for that if I do that?
I think you can do it for 15 seconds and not... Okay. But you'll find out. I mean, if you get served, you get served. maybe we'll Google it first. But I think there's like a
easy for you to say, Mr. Retweet.
Thanks, buddy.
Washing your hands of the whole thing. You know, speaking of you taking over my band, I was thinking.
No, buddy, we have a pretty tight list.
If I were to take over something in your life,
yeah,
I have a pitch for JC.
Do it.
But I want to run it by you because I know you're friends with the Elmar people. I know you're not officially Elmar, but you're very tight with Elmar.
I'm tight. I'm in there, yeah. I'm L adjacent.
Right. So I have a pitch. If she does another ready-to-drink drink.
Right. First of all, shouldn't you play the Elmar theme song? Just so people know what we're talking about.
Elmar, it's not far. It's right here in your hand. Like beer from a can, but it's not in a can. And it's not beer, it's margarita.
Elmar!
Hecho en Mexico. Enjoy it everywhere. RTD!
DCF!
Margarita!
Go to enjoyelmar.com.
Oi!
That's Spanish for today. My idea... is her next ready to drink, RTD, is the emote.
Oh.
Mezcal, soda, lemon.
She could put Emma Fitzpatrick's picture on the bottle. Do a photo shoot of Emma Fitzpatrick holding the glass and promoting the emote. And maybe even cut Emma in on some of the profits. That's a great idea.
Where do I? But what about me?
You get a hearty handshake and a 30-minute Zoom call with Emma Fitzpatrick.
Wait, hold on.
It's a great idea.
No, I need to talk to JC.
Hey, JC loves Emma. She thinks Emma's A, a beautiful singer, B, a beautiful person.
This is a pre-pitch. I'm pitching you to get the permission to pitch Machete.
The machete?
But yeah, I thought that was a good idea for another...
RTD emote?
Uh-huh.
I like it, man. I like it.
Yeah. Elmar.
Elmote.
Margarita. Elmar. Yeah, Elmote.
Or the El emote.
El emote. It's really tasty.
It is tasty. Although, I'm trying to think if I ever had one, really.
I think I've made you one. Or we've been into a bar where you're like, sure, I'll have one too.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. That's a great idea.
Go.
Like I said, anything Emma Fitzpatrick, associated, I'm in.
Okay, great. So I'm in too, right? Wait, this is the whole point.
Here's the thing. Everybody appreciates that you introduced us to Emma years ago. And I think that right there, that gets you a lot of accolades, you know?
Okay. I'll be mentioned when you accept the award for Drink of the Year.
It's weird. Who knew there'd be an Oscar for Best RTD?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. This is like pitching an idea in Hollywood. Hey, I want to pitch a TV show. And them going, I love this idea. We're going to do this. Thanks for that.
And you go, but. And they're like, no, seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Can we validate your parking? We don't validate parking. I wish we did, though. For you, I wish we did.
Do you ever do that where you're like, certain places, you're not sure if they validate or not?
Yeah, all the time.
And I'm always
embarrassed. It's always the worst when you find out they don't, because it's always a king's ransom to get out of the parking lot.
Oh, for sure.
King's ransom.
Although yesterday I was in Westwood, home of UCLA, and I parked in their public parking place, and I was coming to the, to leave, driving out, taking my wallet out, and it turns out it was first 2 hours free.
Where, at UCLA?
No, at a parking garage in Westwood, where parking is elusive.
Yeah, very. Speaking of UCLA, nice. You know what I did last night?
What'd you do?
I was a guest. I don't know. A guest. I was going to say guest lecturer, but that's not correct. I was a guest teacher, if you will, or co-teacher, Emily Swallow's acting class.
Oh, amazing. Is that at UCLA?
Yes, but it was because of the hubbub on campus. It was Zoom. It was supposed to be in person, but it ended up being a Zoom class.
Okay. How did it go?
Great, man. Great group of students. She runs a great class. They obviously like her an awful lot. And she's obviously a fun, entertaining person. And we came on and talked about Zoom auditioning. I mean, she wanted to talk about something that, a perspective I would have as a director. And so I talked about Zoom auditioning, and everybody did a Zoom audition. And we talked about ways to maximize that experience. It was really fun.
That's great. Oh man, I'm sure they really love that.
It was really cool, and some great performers in that class. It was really neat.
Were they actually students?
Yeah, the students. They're graduate students, so they're 20. In the 20 to 24 year old range. I'm guessing.
Uh huh.
Somewhere in there.
That's great.
Yeah, really nice. Really cool. I mean, I haven't been in an acting class in so long. It was fun to sort of be around that energy.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's very, very cool. Hey, I was going to ask you, might as well ask you on air. Just to fill people in, when you audition on tape, which is what everyone has to do now.
Right.
At the end, they ask for a slate, which is really awkward.
Right.
It's a full body slate.
Right.
And you can see the edge of your screen. You could see how it was made.
Right.
And you just go, hey, I'm Rob Benedict. You have to say your height and where you're from.
Right.
You said the other day you did something a little different. I know people do different. How do you do it?
In that scenario, meaning like whatever you're wearing for that audition. You're wearing that. You just self-tape in that. Right. Then I widen out the camera and I take a still image of myself in that outfit.
With full body.
Full body, as requested.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which I think is the weirdest request of all time that they want to see a full body shot. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Hold on. That person has plastic feet. Like, what are they looking for? I don't really get what they're looking for. But anyway, so full body shot. And then next to it, I type the information they want. Richard Bay Jr., based in Los Angeles, 5'8".
Right. And do you do that like...
just there, like a card.
I could do it in iMovie.
Yeah, card pops up with that stat and then goes away.
Doom, doom. Okay. It just pops up with that stat and goes away.
Yeah.
Can I do that in iMovie?
Yeah.
All right.
Anything, because you can do titles in iMovie, so you do that. And I just do that because once you've sold the character, I then don't want to come out of character and be like, hey, everybody, totally. I'm Rich Spade.
Yeah.
I just do it as a card.
I usually do it in character. Like if the character has a Southern accent, then the slate has a Southern accent. But
I've done that too, and I also and that might work for you. I always feel like an asshole, so I'm like,
you feel like an asshole. No, no matter what, you feel like an asshole. Just zooming out.
And by the way, as a director, I have never watched a slate, not once. So I don't really care.
Matter. Yeah. And so sometimes I'll do old slates if I liked it. I'll just
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. I might try that today when I utilize my background.
Yeah, what you reading for today? Can you talk about it? Can you say?
No, I can't.
Pretty big.
And even if I could, I probably wouldn't.
Just yeah, because I wouldn't either.
Then the Vivians of the world, meaning my mother, will go.
So, how'd it go?
How'd it go? Have you heard yet? In 3 weeks, have you heard anything yet? I didn't get it, Mom. Do you know for sure? Well, no, but I didn't hear anything, which means I probably didn't.
You never know.
And then she tells her friends, it turns out he might be doing this show.
Yeah, but it's a big one, because if you're not allowed to talk about it, that means it's cool. So that's good. Break a leg.
No, it means that I don't like the Vivians of the world, but it's fine. It's fine.
No, it's a good one.
The problem is, too, with me and maybe you, is like I keep getting these auditions for characters in their 50s. Now, I am in my 50s. But like I don't picture me in the role when it's a guy in his 50s. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You picture a guy that looks TV 50s.
Dude, but that's true. But so we don't get lost on that before we go back on your self-tape. The screen was a very clever idea.
Yeah.
So for people who can't see, Rob has a very active map wallpaper in the back of his office, which yeah. is cool looking, but not great for a self-tape audition. It would no. be really distracting.
Yes.
But he installed a movie screen, basically.
Yeah.
And you pull it down, and it's a big gray backdrop for
yeah.
photography. Now,
yeah.
you went with solid gray. I'm just curious. I've seen blue. I've seen... Like, what made you go with the gray?
Because the color options for a screen like this are, like, white, like, sky blue, like, green, very green,
like
or gray.
Like, visual effect green?
Yeah, there weren't a lot. Every other thing, like, you can't do white, right? And the blue and the green were so harsh that I would have, like, part of my body would have disappeared if I wore blue or green. You know what I mean?
That'd be kind
of
funny.
This is the only thing neutral that I had. So, and it's fine. It works.
It's great. I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it electric? Did it hit a button?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's not. Yeah. It's like this.
This is amazing. So cool. Oh my gosh. It's just going up on its own. What'd you do to get that to go up like that?
It's not electric, but it has this like just slow burn pull up. Which is great.
The Slow Burn Pull-Ups are a great band from the 90s.
And see how it's wedged just right behind the...
Dude, it's a genius. It's
what do you see
really
this,
smart.
What do you call that? A semi...
Mini-split.
Mini-split, yeah.
I'm literally looking at my garage going like, I should absolutely do that like right in front of that garage
yeah,
door.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Like, that's a yeah. super clever idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, do it. Yeah, my goal too is just to make this Fartoons. Oh, by the way, I have a Fartoons update.
Oh, do tell.
Fartoon South, I bought a welcome mat.
Yeah,
that goes up front. This is Fartoon South. I sent you the picture.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Established 2024.
Yes,
and it rained. And after the rain, it kind of like it did a number on it. I mean, it still works. It just
what does it say now?
It still says Fartoon South, but it almost stained it in a weird way.
Let's see. Go bring it in.
This is great for the podcast.
I mean, yeah, it is great for the podcast. What did it do? Oh, is that stained?
Yeah, it's like permanently.
Oh, it just looks wet, but it's not wet. Yeah, that's just like a dark stain.
Yeah.
Oh, it still looks fine.
It's fine.
It looks stylized, like yourself.
It looks a little worn in, you know?
Like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Stylized and worn in.
Like yourself.
Like myself.
I think Ruth could use that backdrop too, you know.
I know. We're both actors, so we both...
I know, but you guys can share self-tape areas.
And we do. We share everything.
You should share self-tape areas, though.
Self-tape areas. We do share self-tape areas.
That's smart.
Yeah. Ruth, who's in the show on Netflix right now called Dead Boy Detectives.
I know. I've been doing a little promoting for it online. Have you seen?
I have. Very good. Very good promoting.
You're Thank
really,
you, buddy.
You're good at, when you put your mind to it, you're really good at it.
Ba-dum-bum-bum, put your mind to it. You're really good at it. Promote the show that Rich is on.
It makes me jealous of...
Ba-dum-bum-bum, Rob is jealous of what I do when I promote the show that Rich is on.
That's right. See, and people say you don't write jingles. That was a
great
jingle.
Bum bum, shut their hole, cause they don't know. I write when I am on a show.
What else did I want to tell you? I felt like something else happened. I can't remember it all.
This is stimulating.
Sorry. Yeah, I know.
Stimulating stuff. Well, I'm glad we're finally getting a podcast out. I know you've been distracted by the Stormy Daniels testimony in the Trump case in New York. So I'm glad
What's
to be able
happening?
To pull you away from the tube.
What's happening with that?
I don't know, except for I know she's testifying.
And what is the thing he's going to be acquitted of this time?
I'm going to say it wrong.
Hush money?
It's the hush money, but hush money is not illegal. It's the election interference. It's something about not disclosing the spending of campaign funds. Like, you can't use campaign money, or you can't use you can pay somebody hush money, but you can't pay somebody hush money if that information would influence stock prices, or in this case, an election, something specific. I don't know how to phrase it right, and I don't really understand the law either, but I'm just kind of doing my best to repeat what I think it is.
And is there any chance, I mean, even if he is found guilty, this is just a slap on the wrist, right?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
It's a weird one, man. It's a weird one.
We live in weird times.
Yeah.
In weird times.
Yeah.
But when do we not? I feel like ever since we started this podcast, which was during COVID, we've lived in weird times.
Well, it's been a weird time ever since then. Really, ever since he was elected the first time, I feel like it's been...
Weird times. You know what they say about times?
They're weird. Yeah.
But this time wasn't weird. This time was great and fun and...
This last hour has
engaging.
Been...
I honestly feel like for people who have insomnia or any kind of sleep disorder, just pop this baby on at night and you'll be right out by minute three. This is one of our lower energy podcasts of all time. But that's okay, because it just shows how high energy our other podcasts are.
I don't know. I mean, I think to put a label on it says it tells people how they should feel about it, and we should let them. Maybe people are having a great time.
Well, look at if they get this far into the podcast, they've made their own decision by now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think I'm influencing anybody.
But I mean, look at the one that Alex Calvert hated so much.
He hated it,
and there are people that are fans of that episode. That's become our Pinkerton. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Pinkerton was Weezer's second album that was hated by critics when it first came out, and fans alike. And now, in retrospect, people love Pinkerton.
That's how I feel about Waterworld.
There you go. Here's a question. Waterworld,
yeah.
One of the most unsuccessful movies of all time, lost a lot of money. It's still one of the most successful rides at...
Well, it's not a ride. It's a stunt show.
Attraction.
Yeah, I know.
Attractions at Universal. Still, after all these years, Waterworld show.
Most people who go to see that show at Universal do not know there's a movie correlation to it.
I know. Why would they? Now, here's my pitch, along with the emote. What about Waterworld reboot, starring Costner?
Still wet.
Sequel. Still wet after all these years.
Open
Water 2.
I think part of the problem would be that it was a massive failure. The first one was a financial disaster. So taking that portfolio into the pitch ain't going to help him.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just like, it might be actually kind
also,
of
also Costner wouldn't do it if you put a gun to his head. He won't even do Yellowstone.
That's true.
That ain't going to happen. But otherwise, great idea.
Well, thanks.
I saw that there's a new Mad Max out. I was surprised that there's no Tom Hardy or...
It's a prequel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's a prequel about Furiosa, the character that Charlize Theron played.
Charlize Theron. Yeah,
it's her origin story, that character.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's cool.
Sorry.
Questions answered.
Anna Taylor-Joy, and directed by OG guy.
George Miller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the last one.
So did I.
I have high hopes here.
So did I. They're cool movies. They're really crazy.
Who directed Waterworld? That wasn't like Cameron, was it? No, someone else.
I mean, I thought it was... for some reason, I thought it was Costner. but I could be wrong.
No, he did. He did. Was it? Was it Costner?
Oh, I die nigh. I dine
nigh. Nigh. Water World.
Water Wild.
Okay, Water World.
I die. 6.3
out of 10.
Nice Viking.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper, who's passed away.
Mm-hmm. No, directed by Kevin Reynolds.
Oh, right.
Who directed Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Right, I knew they had worked together before, the two Kevins.
Also Costner. The Count of Monte Cristo. The last movie he directed was Risen in 2016.
I just got a text from my mother right now.
Uh-oh.
Says, I'm laughing at the podcast where Rob doesn't get cast to play Rob.
That was a good one.
And she was reminding me, because I used to always make a joke when, well, I don't know if it was a joke, but when times were tough during the acting business, I would always say I couldn't get cast to play Richard in the Richard Spate story.
Right, right,
a running
right.
joke of mine. And yeah. she's reminding me of that.
Yeah,
that you actually, it actually happened to you.
Yeah. And lived to tell the story.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, I disagree with you. I thought this was a really fun and informative podcast.
I think informative might be a strong word. It was definitely fun.
I learned how to do a Zoom slate by the master. Oh, by the master, go. The professional acting, college-level acting teacher.
A professional cranky slater.
Professor Slate. I mean, Professor Spate.
Well, Richard Slate is who I play in Kings of
Con. In Kings of Con, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Patreon people, I hope this video, this crazy movement didn't throw you.
No, it's going to be great. They get to see the Fartoons
The mat. Welcome mat. And also your screen.
And my screen.
Your black hat.
And your new white headphones.
And this is you've had these for a while, but sure. These headphones.
Is this where you did your class yesterday?
It's a Zoom.
Right.
So yeah, I was sitting at this computer, you mean?
Yeah, just didn't know if you had that backdrop.
Yes, this fake garage and... It's fake.
It really looks real.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny. Thanks. And the measuring stick.
The measuring
stick. You know, you could do the background blur thing.
Why do I want to do the background blur thing? Why do you hate reality?
I don't hate reality. I'm just saying when you're teaching, you're a professional teaching in class, it doesn't. You don't want to look like you're in a garage.
People need to know. They need to see their future.
Do you know what they call a background blur in England?
Background blur.
And that's right.
Blah. You know what Dracula calls background blur? Background blur.
You know, there's a documentary coming out about blur.
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 That I'd like to see. I like blur.
Blur.
Blur just played Coachella.
Coachella. Blah.
There it is. There's that comedy people came.
You're
with
welcome
you.
And sane. Thank you, everybody. Be well, be safe, be quiet, and of course, as always, be Arthur.
Bye-bye.